May the 1st, happy May Day.
It's May Day.
It is. It's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates on the air for the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, Saturday, 7:30 until noon now.
Well, on this May Day, May the 1st, it's National School Principals Day.
Okay.
It's National Law Day, L-A-W. And it's National Skilled Trades Day, which is the first Wednesday in May. Well, there are a lot of jobs out there that are trade jobs, and we need
those in our country.
Sure, so we applaud any and all of the tradesmen out there.
And Saline County has a great trade school. Congratulations to them.
At the 114 exit.
Yeah.
Where the Buc-ee's is going to be.
Okay.
And it's May 1st. Today is the day that Bob Clausen is coming.
Bob Clausen Day. He'll be here in person on the Ask Your Neighbor show right after 10:07. Channel 4 is celebrating, what,
70th?
Yeah. Anniversary on the air. We're going to be talking about that and other things, but Bob will be here.
Bob will be here.
You know, we've had Bob. We had Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll be touching base with Laura soon.
She'll be here soon.
Yes.
And we had a chance last week. Bob gave us a tour of the studio. Very interesting.
It was very interesting.
I had no idea that, you know, they own Channel 16, too. But those studios, the same studio.
Same studio. They just turned the camera.
That's it.
One side of the studio is Fox 16. The other side is Channel 4.
Yeah, you go from one station to the other. They don't have to do anything.
The great thing for that is that when they finish the 5 o'clock news on 4, they just turn the camera, and then they start it on 16 at 5:30. And then
Madonna Terrell.
Madonna Terrell and Kevin Kelly.
Yeah.
And then they turn it back at 6 o'clock for Channel 4.
Right. And at 9 o'clock, there's a big newscast on 16.
Yes, an hour.
All right. Madonna.
And Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But for me, to get to see the Arkansas Weather Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something.
Because you know I am a weather geek.
Yep.
I do love weather. So to what, you know, Todd was showing me how they did the app, the video for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see kind of the future forecast, you know, kind of looking at all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was very fascinating because when you come from a radio background, I don't know really anything about television.
Mm-hmm.
So it was neat to see how they do it.
Yeah. Well, I have a television background, so it's interesting to me to see how much it's
changed.
It's changed, yeah.
Yeah.
Technology's taken over. But
yes. But Bob will be here today. So if you've got any questions or any memories
fire
about
away,
Channel
yeah.
4, you call during Ask Your Neighbor today.
That's right. That'll be on between 10:07 and 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And today, as we mentioned, is May Day. We don't have a maypole, do we?
No. We need one, don't we?
Need a maypole and crepe paper.
We do.
Because that's what you used to do. When I was in Jones School, they would close off one of the streets outside, and we'd have a maypole and different colored crepe paper, and the kids would go around the maypole. Unfortunately, it's been co-opted by the communists, but it started as a traditional holiday, been around since ancient times. And on this day, spring festivals were celebrated, and maypoles were common. It's a tall pole covered with streamers. And, you know, you grab hold of a streamer and dance around the pole to ward off Old Man Winter.
Yes, because we don't, the only one who loves winter is Todd Yacobian.
But since the 1880s, May Day has been celebrated in some countries, particularly the socialist nations, as a labor holiday. And that's how the communists had co-opted. But we need to take it back.
We do.
Take it back is used to ward off Old Man Winter. May Day.
I need to have Simpson in there make us a May Day pole.
He could do that.
He could do that.
He could chop one down in the woods.
He could.
Put it out here. And
yes, I need to have him do that.
And dance around it. 1883 on this date, Buffalo Bill Cody states his very first Wild West show near North Platte, Nebraska. That became a huge live event for many, many years.
Yes, it did.
I mean, it equaled the rock concerts of today. Mm-hmm. In attendance, people would, it was an open-air show. People would come out, and he had cowboys, he had Indians, he had Sitting Bull with him for a time. And then the famous 101 Wild West show out of Oklahoma was even bigger.
I know. You wish you could go back in time.
I do.
And experience all that. 1941, the cereal Cheerios was introduced. by General Mills.
The cereal?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I have Honey Nuts Cheerios once a week.
What day do you have?
Monday. I have different breakfasts on different days.
I know you do.
I like variety in my breakfast.
I know you do. I, you and your breakfast schedule, I can never keep up with it.
Right.
Let's see. 1991 on this day, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers throws his 7th no-hitter, shutting out the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0. On the same day, Ricky Henderson of the Oakland A's sets a major league record by stealing his 939th base during a game against the New York Yankees.
Doesn't Nolan hold the record for no-hitters pitched? He may.
He may.
That's a lot of no-hitters.
He may.
What a great pitcher.
2000.
And he's still around as a pitch man, not a pitcher anymore.
For Olshan.
Right.
2004, Smarty Jones wins the Kentucky Derby.
We'll never forget that.
The first unbeaten Derby winner since Seattle Slough in 1977.
And it all started
at Oaklawn.
At Oaklawn with the Rebel, the Arkansas Derby. And
the great Dr. Wallace calling that race with the Smarty Jones.
Classic.
And remember, they handed out the Smarties candies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Kentucky Derby came, Oakland was simulcasting. They had the Smarties candies. Mm-hmm. And
then Charles Sellett put, a $6 million bonus to any horse that could win the Rebel, the Arkansas Derby, and the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
And then he got Lloyd's of London, fortunately, at the last minute, to write an insurance policy covering that because Smarty won the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And they flew a bunch of people from here to Pennsylvania because Smarty was owned by Pennsylvania people to present the check.
Yes.
It was quite an event.
Quite an event.
I don't know if Wisner was on that airplane or not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he was or not.
I
talk to him quite frequently now. At least once every 2 weeks is about the time frame he calls me.
Okay.
So, 1931, singer Kate Smith begins her long-running program on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
1961, Hello Mary Lou by Ricky Nelson. Moody River by Pat Boone and Raindrops by Dee Clark enter the top 40. Lots of great songs there. 1976, Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers was number one. And in 1978, The Closer I Get to You by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway is certified gold.
Mm-hmm. At the Garland County Farmers Association, don't forget, once a week now, they get live plants delivered to them.
Once a week, the Bonnie truck is coming.
For your garden, yeah. It's, you know, romaine leaf lettuce. They have all kinds of tomatoes. Better Boy, Big Boy, Super Sweet Hybrid tomatoes, whatever you want. Cabbage, they have collard green, spinach.
Curly kale.
Sweet mint. Herbs, yeah. Georgia sweet onions, Texas sweet onions. Check out the selection every week because it changes.
It changes.
And don't forget, inside they have Spartan Mosquito, and that's a mosquito repellent. Doesn't have any chemicals. Just add water and hang it up. How many feet away?
90 feet away.
From where you want protected,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just add, no batteries are needed. Just add water and hang
it. Spartan Mosquito is $24.95. It's a good investment. And you'll find it at the Garland County Farmers Association. And don't forget to pick up tick repellent for both your clothes. There are two kinds, one for the clothing and one for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both highly effective. I use them all the time.
Yes.
They will keep the ticks away.
Well worth the money to get it because, like we said yesterday, the ticks are out of hand now.
Yeah. The Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, born on this date, on May the 1st, 1907. Well, we just talked about Kate Smith. She was born on this day.
Oh.
1918, TV host Jack Parr. 1924, blues singer Big Maybell. 1929, singer Sonny James. 1939, folk singer Judy Collins. 1954, singer Ray Parker Jr. And in 1967, country singer Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Tim McGraw's 57 today.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, 7:30 until noon on Saturday. New hours for Saturday.